Okay, great to see us all here. Did anybody get anything nice this morning? Oh, maybe not. No? Yeah? Okay. Let me tell me, we'll go around to one thing you got. Okay, only one thing. Okay, or we'll be here and the dinner will be burnt. Okay, one thing. Okay.
And Elsa and Anadol.
And Elsa and Anadol, yes? Where'd you get that?
Tutu.
Tutu. Right. Right, Johanna, what did you get? Barbie, that's a mermaid. That's right. Yes,
Leah? A teddy panda.
A what, sorry?
A teddy panda.
A teddy panda. Very good. What do you get, Leah?
I got Iron Man and Hulk.
Iron Man. Very good.
Roller
skates. Roller skates. Where's your...
Frozen DVD.
Frozen DVD. That'll be good fun to what? Yes?
Scary monsters.
Scary monsters? Enough scary monsters. You're... Yes.
A clicker.
A clicker. Very good. What's that? Dolphin. Oh, can you bring water for that?
Elsa and Anna.
Elsa and Anna. A lot of Elsa and Anna. Yes. Yes. What do you get? No idea. What do you get?
A monkey.
A monkey. Did you get a monkey? Another. There's another monkey in your house then. Okay. What do you get? Petals. Very good. Good job. What do you get? Did you get this? Turtle. Very good. Let's see, who did I miss here? Okay, what did you get, Ruben?
A minion school bag.
A minion school bag, that's pretty.
One eye,
Kevin. Very good. Ethala?
Elsa
Doll. Lovely, lovely. What'd you get? You getting a lovely wee car? Who's in the wee car? Yes, very good. Lovely, lovely presents. And it's so exciting, isn't it? Get loads of presents at Christmas time. And you know what I got? I got socks. I think Daddy's had to get socks. And it's lovely to get presents. And I'm going to tell a story today. We'll see about a boy called Harry. And we'll see Harry in the first picture. And you have a brother called Harry. I know Reuben. And Harry was very excited. But Harry was normally excited when his Granda would come to visit. And if he knew Granda was coming for tea, he'd be watching out for Granda's little red car, and he'd run to the door and open the door before Granda would come. But this day, even though Harry knew Granda was coming, he wasn't watching for Granda. He had his head stuck in a book. And it was a toy catalogue that had come through the door. And it was about 3 months before Christmas. And he was going through the toy catalogue with a red pen, marking a toy on every page as something that he would want. And along came Granda. Harry never noticed Granda's car coming in. The bell went. He didn't even hear the bell. His mummy had opened the door. And then we see in the next picture, Granda came in and said, "Hello, Harry." And Harry jumped. "Oh, I didn't hear you coming, Granda." "Granda, I was so busy looking at all these toys and all these toys for Christmas. It's only 3 months to Christmas, Granda, and I want to get loads of toys." Granda said to Harry, "Harry, do you know what Christmas is all about?" "Presents," said Harry. "Loads and loads of presents. That's what Christmas is all about." Granda said to Harry, "Harry, do you remember what you got for Christmas 2 years ago?" And we see in the next picture what he got. He got a blue bicycle. "Yes, Granda, I got a blue bicycle. It was lovely and shiny. It had a bell. It was great. But Granda, it's not shiny now. It's all dirty. And it's a bit small for me. And I don't really ride it anymore, Granda." "Presents are good," said Granda. "But Christmas," and we see the next picture, "Christmas is something about something that lasts forever." "Forever?" said Harry. "That's a very, very long time." "Well, Christmas is about something that lasts forever." "And Harry," said Granda, "let's see if you can work it out. Work out what Christmas is really about." "Oh, good," said Harry. "I love guessing games. And I'll be able to guess what Christmas is all about." Any thought? Let's see the next picture. Christmas cards. Christmas must be about Christmas cards, because it takes Mummy and Daddy forever to write Christmas cards. Well, said Harry, where do all the Christmas cards go? Where are all the Christmas cards that you got last year? Oh, said Harry, they've gone into the bin. So it couldn't be Christmas cards, said Granda. Christmas cards do not last forever. At that moment, Harry smelled something beautiful. He smelled the dinner that his mummy was making. And the next picture, he said, I know. Christmas is about Christmas dinner. My favorite dinner of the whole year. I love having turkey and potatoes and Brussels sprouts and carrots and gravy. And you know, turkey goes on and on. We have turkey sandwiches, turkey curry, turkey pie, and turkey goes on and on. Turkey might seem as if it goes on and on, said Granda. But after a few days, the turkey's all gone. Christmas isn't about that. Harry says, this guessing game, it's hard. It's really hard. Well, said Granda, you try one more guess, and if you don't get it, I'll give you a clue. Then Harry thought really hard. Chocolate. See the next picture? December comes. Every day from my advent calendar, I get a piece of chocolate. I love chocolate so much. Granda said, Harry, where's all the chocolate from last year? Well, I ate it all, said Harry. So it doesn't last forever. Listen, said Granda, I'll give you a clue. The answer to what Christmas is all about and what lasts forever is in this house. Great, said Harry, treasure hunt. So he went and searched through the house, and he came to his bedroom, and we see in the next picture, he opened the wardrobe, and there he saw his hat, his scarf, and his gloves. And he thought, Christmas must be about snow. And the next picture, he said, I love making a snowman and throwing snowballs. Oh, said Granda, where's the snowman you made last year? Is he still there? No, said Harry, of course not. Don't be silly. He melted. So it couldn't be about snow, said Granda. Snow doesn't last forever. Harry was struggling. Then he thought, next picture, Christmas decorations. Couldn't be them, they don't last forever. Christmas songs. No, my teacher thought I was silly by singing Jingle Bells in June, so it couldn't be about Christmas songs or a carol service. Oh, Granda, tell me, what is it that Christmas is really about that lasts forever? Well, Granda said, come, Harry, and sit beside me. So Harry came up and sat beside him. Granda went across to the bookshelf and brought down a really big book, which we see in the next picture. He says, Harry, this is the Bible. This is God's Word. And this tells us what Christmas is about and what lasts forever. And he told Harry, and we'll see the next picture, how God made this world, and God made this world beautiful and perfect. And the next picture we see, he made Adam and Eve, who lived in the Garden of Eden, and who were never sick, never sad, and everything was wonderful. But God made Adam and Eve with the ability to make decisions. And Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, to sin. And because they disobeyed God, the whole world was messed up. Sin is very serious. And Granda told Harry how we're all born with sin. We see in the next picture. I wonder, boys and girls, is ever three of you. Maybe Mummy says, have you tidied your bedroom? Is your bedroom tidy? And you go, yes. You know rightly it's still a real mess. That's a lie. That's sin. Or maybe we say nasty things about people. See the girls whispering? Nasty things. Or maybe take things that don't belong to us. That's sin. And we all have sin. We have all got this from Adam and Eve. We got it from our mums and dads, and they got it from their mums and dads, right back to Adam and Eve. And we all have this sin. And next picture we see, sin puts a line or a barrier between us and God. God is holy, God is clean, God is pure. God will not allow people with sin into heaven. So something has to be done about it. Oh, said Harry, I thought this was going to be a good story. This is a really awful, sad story. Oh, listen, said Granda, the story's not over yet. The God who is holy and pure and clean is also a God who is full of love. And because of that, we see in the next picture, he sent his son to be born of Mary, to be placed in a manger, to live a perfect life. He never once did anything wrong. And then he went, we see the next picture, he went. And where did he die, boys and girls? On the cross, isn't that right? And he died for the sin of his people, because that is the only way that we can go to heaven, is through Jesus taking our sin away, and he died to do that. And he rose on the third day, showing that God had accepted his sacrifice. And not only say that, Granda, Jesus is coming again to take boys and girls, mums and dads, people who trust in him to be their Savior and the Lord, to take them to be with him in heaven forever. Forever. Oh, said Harry, last picture. That really is something that lasts forever. And that's what Granda said. That is what Christmas is all about. I was hearing something last night on TV, boys and girls. I was watching a program about all Christmas songs. And there was a singer called Cliff Richard. Now, whether you like Cliff Richard or not, that's in the material. I'm not saying what my view is on him. But to say this, Cliff Richard did something really bad. He mixed Christianity with Christmas. That's what he said. He mixed Jesus with Christmas. And the silly, silly, stupid people. Because Christmas is all about Jesus. Yes, we have presents. Yes, we have a Christmas dinner. Yes, we might have snow. Yes, we might have Christmas cards and decorations. But do those things last forever? No. But if we know Jesus as our Savior, as our King, we'll be with him in heaven forever. Jesus lasts forever. Imagine you open your presents this morning, boys and girls, right? You open one present, then another present, and there is this massive big present in the corner, all nicely wrapped with a lovely bow on it, has got your name on it, says to Stephen or to Megan or to Mark or to whoever. And there's this big present, and you open the other presents, you say, no, I'm not going to open that. The biggest present of all. Would you do that? No, you'd clamber in and open it, wouldn't you? Please make sure this Christmas, boys and girls, you've opened the greatest present on. Say this to mums and dads and everyone else. Open the greatest present of all. The gift of salvation. Trust in Jesus as your Savior. Embrace him as your King. And may he come into your life and bring you eternal life. Have a Christmas gift that will last forever. Boys and girls, you want to go back to your seats before we sing our last piece. Thank you for coming up and telling me about your toys. Let's have a word of prayer together.